A recent YouGov poll found 60% of Australians support increasing aid to developing nations, an increase of 3% from 2021. This comes as aid agencies, including the Australia Council for International Development, push for the federal government to double the overall foreign aid budget as a result of recent natural disasters, famines and wars affecting parts of the world. The Wire's Tony Pankaluik spoke with Mark Purcell, CEO of the Australian Council for International Development, to discuss more.
What has led to the rise in public support in foreign aid, and has there been recent surrounding events that has contributed to this push?
I think we saw a marked shift in public understanding of our connectedness to the rest of the world during the recent pandemic. And what we noticed at that time when we were making the case to government to help our neighbours respond to COVID with vaccines and helping bolster their health systems is that in polling we did, there were started to be increases in public support for aid because it was a very tangible form of assistance that the public intuitively understood. What we can see now is that there's been quite a statistically significant increase from polling in 2019 where 52% of those surveyed in the YouGov poll were arguing for or agreeing that Australia should be giving assistance to neighbouring countries through with development assistance. And it's now, in our recent YouGov poll, it's 60%. And so I think that just the public understanding is higher now, and we're a country surrounded by 22 developing countries of different shapes and sizes, some very big, some very small, but we're not in the middle of Europe surrounded by other developed economies. The economies around us are developing. I think also in parts of government and parts of the business community, there's an appreciation as well that our economic fortunes are tied up with the economic prosperity or lack of it amongst our neighbours as well.
So why do you think there's been mixed sentiment towards foreign aid by the general public? And what I mean is some are in favour, others think, no, it's not a good thing. Why do you think that is?
I think government leadership is critical. Most people are not thinking about Australia's assistance to other countries, and it's beholden on the government to explain why we do this and why being part of a community of nations and the role that development assistance plays is an important part of Australia being a good international citizen, but also for those that put more value, well, what's in it for Australia, what's the national interest, to also articulate that. What's shifted politically over the last 5 years or so is that there's a realisation that Australia is quite an isolated country, where, you know, that no one's going to do us favours in the world. And so we need all tools of our statecraft at our disposal. And Australia's Development Assistance Program is a tool of government that enables you to work on practical problems with neighbouring countries in solving common problems, challenges, sometimes challenges that are common like the pandemic and climate change, others that are particular to that country, but it builds better relationships. Now, the government needs to explain what taxpayer dollars are doing and why we're doing that. I think it'd be true to say that there was a void over the past 8 years or so in explaining what we were doing with Australia's aid, so the public don't really have a basis for understanding how much it is. Polls by the Lowy Institute show that some parts of those surveyed think that our aid program is 10% of the budget, whereas it's less than 50 cents in every $100 of the budget. So it's actually a minute part of the budget process. But in the absence of any explanation, then the public could be forgiven for not understanding. So there's a section of the community that think we shouldn't be assisting people overseas. We should just marshal resources at home. There are other parts of the public that have travelled and are very engaged with the world, and it makes sense why we'd be helping. But again, it comes down to government leadership and government communication about why do we do this, what benefits it brings to both our neighbours, other parts of the world, but also why it brings benefit back to Australia.
What exactly are aid agencies calling on to the government to invest in, and how do we ensure that foreign aid is going to the right places for developing countries?
Well, we think with Australia's aid, we could be doing a lot more to respond to global need around food insecurity. At the moment, there's real risk of famine in parts of Africa, in the Horn of Africa, and countries like Somalia. And in fact, there's recent data that showed that over 50,000 people have died in the last year from hunger. It's extraordinary to me that in 2023, people are still dying of hunger anywhere on the planet. This shouldn't be the case because we have an abundance of food. But because of the spikes in food prices globally, because of the war in Ukraine, shortages in grain, etc. We've seen many countries, that's just been the tipping point, where people that are on subsistence level incomes, that's $2 US a day that they survive on, are not able to afford to eat anymore. And that, coupled with climate change and the increasing pace and frequency of weather-related disasters, so droughts, big cyclones, has meant that in different parts of the world, Afghanistan, Yemen, in the Gulf states, Horn of Africa, we need to double our humanitarian assistance to $300 million a year is what we're calling for.
That was Mark Purcell, CEO of the Australian Council for International Development, ending the report from The Wire's Tony Pankalewicz.